This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 379 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. July corn, 387 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. September corn, 395, down 3 3/4. May soybeans, 971 and a half, up a half. July soybeans, 976 and a half, up a quarter. August soybeans, 975 and a half, down a quarter. May wheat, 526 and a quarter, up a quarter. July wheat, 523 and 3/4, down 1 1/4. September wheat, 532 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon as traders prepare for Thursday's USDA supply-demand report. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 4 to 6 lower at 351 to 374. Soybean bids were mostly steady, ranging from 936 to 950. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 cents at 349 to 375. Soybean bids mostly steady to a penny higher, ranging from 951 to 971. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 to 4 cents at 365 to 382. Soybean bids up a penny at 952 to 977. And wheat bids ended steady at 435 to 494. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up a penny at 982 to 992, basis steady, range from 10 to 20 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 324.90 to 347.90. That's up 20 cents today, with basis steady, range from 5 to 28 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 cents lower at 376 to 393, with basis steady, ranging from 3 under to 14 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents lower at 373 to 376, with basis up a penny at 6 under to 3 under the May. Soybean bids ended mixed at 969 to 973, with basis also mixed on Wednesday, ranging from 3 under to 1 over the May. And new crop wheat prices ended at a penny lower at 506 to 513, with basis steady at 18 under to 11 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 394 to 396. These same elevators placed their soybean bids steady to a penny higher, ranging from 993 to 994. Soft wheat steady to up a penny at 526 to 534, while Milo bids were steady to 3 cents lower at 444 to 446. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 363 to 375. New crop soybean bids range from 905 to 934. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 360 to 376. New crop soybean bids at 922 to 940. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from 364 to 379. New crop soybean bids at 908 to 931. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 485 up to 512. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 161.55, down $1.45. June live cattle, 151.45, down 87 cents. August live cattle, 148.55, down 35 cents. April feeder cattle, 216.22, down $1.45. May feeder cattle, 213.47, down $1.47. August feeder cattle, 214.92, down $1.37. April lean hogs, 62.30, down 27 cents. May lean hogs, 70.22, up $1.22. June lean hogs, 77.10, up 75 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 95 cents higher in the range of $51 to $58.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $56.76. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 28 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 35 to 38, and 6 weights and up 37 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 34 to 40. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 35,799 head. And now for the report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 483 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160 to 168. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 150 to 157.50. And choice slaughter heifers 153 to 160. They also had some feeder cattle, feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights 260 to 273, five weights 248 to 265, six weights were 232 to 237. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 230 to 262, and five weights were 219 to 236. Now moving on to the Fairview Sale Barn, they had receipts of 554 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 164 to 170.50, with some high dressing bringing 173.50. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing 163 to 171, with some high dressing bringing 172.50. They also had a nice run of bred cows, starting with the bred cows, medium and large, second stage young, 1675 to 2050. Medium and large, second stage, middle-age cows, 1850 to 2125. Large, third stage young cows were 1975 to 3275. Large, third staged aged, 1800 to 2125. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 490 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 65.64, and that was 32 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 259.14, that was 216 higher, with select carcasses at 251.05, that was 18 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000, that compared to 100,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000, that compared to 434,000 last week and 406,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll hear a few reports about this year's planting season. That's coming up after this. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service published the first National Crop Progress Report of the season this week. The weekly crop progress reports are based on the crop progress and condition survey of more than 4,000 respondents, which includes farmers, extension agents, and others in the agriculture industry. NAS Field Crops branch head Anthony Prilliman explains more about how the information is collected and reported.
Once all that data is submitted on Monday morning, our regional offices go in, they process the data, they edit the data, they're looking for consistencies across counties, consistencies from what was reported the previous week. Once all the data is clean, they run a state summary, and then they submit those here in headquarters, We do a national review. We look at the data across states. Once we get that data finalized, we compile it into our national report that is released at 4 o'clock on the first business day of the week.
Crop progress reports, which include the percent planted and harvested along with the crop's progress through each stage of the growing season, are published each week. Prilliman says crop condition tables, which show how the crop is rated, are also published each week.
What we publish in a report also changes throughout the year, and it follows the crop cycle. For instance, for corn, we would start by publishing the percent planted, and then we would publish specific development stages throughout the growing season. The percent emerged, percent silked, percent doe, percent dented, percent mature, and then we would finish with the percent that was actually harvested in the fall.
Prilliman shares some of the highlights of the first national report released this week.
As of Sunday, we are estimating that 44% of the 2015 winter wheat crop was reported in good to excellent condition, compared with 35% at the same time last year. We also saw that cotton producers had planted 2% of this year's crop. That was 4 percentage points behind both last year and the 5-year average. Sorghum producers had planted 9% of the sorghum acreage by week's end, which was 2 percentage points behind last year and 6 percentage points behind the 5-year average. 14% of the rice crop was seeded as of this past Sunday. That is identical to last year, but 4 percentage points behind the 5-year average. 32% of this year's oat crop was planted. That's 5 percentage points behind the 5-year average. And 5% of the nation's sugar beet crop was planted, which was 2 percentage points behind the 5-year average.
Prilliman says there are many people who follow crop progress and find the information in the reports important.
This is the one report that we try to have coverage in every county throughout the United States. So it's a report that shows exactly what this crop is doing and how the crop is rated throughout the United States. So it's important for those who are following the crop to see, all right, what will maybe the final production be.
You can find the National Crop Progress Report and each state report at nass.usda.gov/publications with a capital P. Wet weather is keeping farmers out of the field so far. Reagan Weir with CHS Shipman gave an update on farming activity in the area and says while the calendar says spring, it doesn't quite feel like it looking at the fields.
It's obviously here on the calendar. It looks like it's the right time of the year when you look at a calendar. When you look out in the fields and the temperatures of the soil and the conditions of the soil, we're not quite there yet. We've gotten along and gotten a start on tiled ground that have installed field drainage tile that have helped those fields to be a little bit better towards field capacity on conditions to work. But those are pretty well the only ones that guys in our area have been working.
Although not much planting has taken place, Weir says that many farmers have been able to get other spring field work out of the way.
We've started to see a little bit of planting over in the Jersey County on the Illinois River bottom, but just very small amounts. But we have seen anhydrous ammonia going decent on those tiled fields, probably from Shipman mostly to the west. On untiled fields, we're finding a little here and there on the high spots, but it's pretty heavy yet. So a little bit of spraying. Some of these fields are greening up pretty rapidly. They've got very adequate moisture, and now we're getting, some 80-degree days, so the weeds are starting to really come on. So we've got a few guys trying to spray and get ahead of some of those fields so that when they can work them, they won't have such a mat of weeds to work into the ground to prepare their seed bed.
At this point, most all preparations are finished, and farmers are anxiously awaiting the chance to plant this year's crop.
Most farmers have done everything they can to prepare themselves. We've been working on a lot of seed meters for their planters to make sure they'll plant accurately. Most of them have taken a lot of their seed needs, those deliveries, the chemical needs. Many of those deliveries have been made, so I think they're about as prepared as they can be. Most of them just have a lot of interest in watching that weather forecast.
Again, that was Reagan Weir with CHS in Shipman. Planting season signals the start of another year in one of the world's most dangerous professions, farming. Program manager for the Illinois Farm Bureau, Peggy Romba, says efforts to stay safe this planting season should start out of the field.
They're so anxious to get in the field that they may not take the time now to get ready for the planting season. And if they do that, they take the time now, they can prevent some of the mishaps that might occur, you know, in the long run. And what I mean by that is preparing their machinery and making sure that everything's in good working order before they head to the field.
Of course, proper preparation for planting should not undermine the importance of safety when operating equipment in the field.
One of the most dangerous things, of course, is contact with the machinery. So we have a number of accidents that occur from that, whether it's a tractor rollover or getting caught in something, like getting caught in a PTO, for instance. So that equipment is part of the risk of farming.
Ramba says a key factor in preventing accidents is remaining alert. She urges all farmers to make sure they are taking proper care of themselves during their busiest times of the year.
Another thing that we need to be concerned about is stress and fatigue. At this time of year, planting and harvest as well are the busiest, obviously, times on the farm. And so there are lots of tips for farmers to take better care of themselves, to be prepared for all the time and, you know, the stress of being in the field as much as they are during planting and harvest. And so even things like, you know, taking care of themselves, setting realistic work priorities, eating balanced meals, getting plenty of rest, stopping while they're in the field if they're tired and get off the tractor, get out of their equipment and take a short walk to help them stay awake and stay alert.
Safety doesn't just lie in the hands of the farmer, but also with motorists they will be sharing the roads with this spring. Ramba stresses caution to all motorists.
For motorists in particular, I think that they don't realize how slowly some of these pieces of equipment move. So they will see that orange triangle on the back of slow-moving vehicles, and that's what that is. That's a slow-moving vehicle emblem, an SMV, and what that means is that piece of equipment is moving very, very slowly, and you're going to come up behind that at a very rapid pace, much more rapid than you would following a car, for instance. So to be very careful and to watch for that, and also to keep in mind that equipment makes wide left-hand turns. So if you think they're pulling off on the side of the road, they might not be. Make sure that they're not pulling over to make a wide left turn before you try to go around them. And most farmers will try to get over as soon as they can to allow you to pass safely. So just to keep those things in mind. And the farmers also need to be reminded to look out for motorists and to be courteous.
All in all, Ramba hopes that all farmers will keep safety in mind this year, both in and out of the fields.
One thing to remember is accidents cost a lot. Farm safety really costs a little in time and attention.
Again, that was Program Manager for the Illinois Farm Bureau, Peggy Ramba. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.